Good evening, a little different time. Erev Tov is what we say for good evening in Hebrew. Erev Tov. So, Devash Lefi in the evening, Erev Tov, a little different time. They shall walk around with me in white. We mentioned it yesterday. What a privilege and honor that some of those at Sardis, we're talking about Sardis, would have to walk with Yeshua in white. Well, today, many walk around not with Yeshua, but are walking around with AI or with Chat GPT. John says our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Yeshua, in 1 John 1:3. And these are wonderful tools, of course, all these tools, AI. However, they must not ever replace our fellowship, our walking with the Lord Himself, our fellowship, our dependency, our reliance upon Him. We don't want to rely upon other tools in contrast to Him. To supplement, yes. In accordance with Him, yes. And so Sardis, we're looking at this Sardis, and I said we'd go into the background of this congregation, this Kehillah. So let's mention a little about it, because this is the congregation he writes to, and he says, you have a name that's alive. You have a name that's alive. Well, what makes us alive? The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life, Yeshua said. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The flesh is of no benefit. The flesh profits nothing. It's the Spirit that gives life. The words that I speak to you, they are Spirit and they are life. In John 6:63. So he says, you have a name that you are alive. That you are alive and yet you are dead. He says, and you are dead. You're actually dead. You actually have no life. You have no Spirit in you. You don't have the Spirit. There are those who name the name, have the name of Yeshua, the name of Yeshua, and the name of that they claim to be believers, and yet they don't have the Spirit of God. Well, how do we know if we have the Spirit of God? Well, we have the Spirit of God. We have the love of God. We have the life of God, the love of God. We love the love of God in us, in Romans 5:5, Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love. This is who God is. 1 John 4:8 and 4:16. He is love. And if we have the love of God in us, that is the evidence of the Spirit of the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Ruach of the Living God, the Elohim Chaim, the living God. But if we're dead, it's because we don't have the Spirit of God. We don't have Him in us. We don't have His love. And so believers that don't have the love of God, doesn't matter what they say. They may have the letter, they may have the information, they may have the information and all the knowledge, but if they don't have the Spirit of God, the love of God, they don't have God Himself, Yeshua Himself, right? All these things else will pass away in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, but love will last. Love will never end. It says God's love lasts forever. Well, the background of Sardis is this. In the 6th century BC, it was one of the most powerful cities in the ancient world. And yet, by the Roman period, the period that when John is writing here, Yohanan is writing, it had greatly declined. And Sardis heralded a large temple dedicated to the goddess Artemis, who was believed to possess the power of restoring the dead to life. So everyone there believed, if they really believed and worshipped this goddess Artemis, they believed and offered sacrifices at the temple and whatnot. They believed that this goddess, Artemis, had the power to restore the dead to life. Yeshua says no. John says no. Yeshua has the power to restore the dead to life. Only Yeshua. Sardis was a city of wealth and fame. It had much jewelry and gold and great prosperity. It was the first actually to discover the art of dyeing wool. But Sardis had no outside opposition to the believers there. So what happened is these believers became very lax. They let down their guard. And it was literally like a perfect model of inoffensive religion, inoffensive spirituality. Nothing offensive about them. Nothing offensive. Nothing that would cause offense. Well, that's not the gospel. The good news is the offense of the tree, of the cross, the offense in Galatians 5:11 and 6:12. It is definitely causes an offense if it's the true message of salvation. It's going to. And so he says, I want you to wake up. He says, listen, you're dead. You have a name that you're alive, but you're dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I've not found your deeds complete. Remember what you've received and heard and keep it. Keep it and repent. If you'll not wake up, I'll come like a thief and you won't know what hour I'll come to you. I'll surprise you. I'll take away the very last bit that you have, and then you'll have nothing at all. You won't have anything as far as spiritual life. But he says, you have a few people in Sardis who've not stained their clothes, and they, here it is, they will walk with me in white. And the Greek word, remember, peripate sautin, it means a circuit walk. They'll walk around with me. They'll walk everywhere with me, all around with me, everywhere, no limitation. They'll walk all around with me in white, clothed in the righteousness of my righteousness, clothed with me. They'll walk all around with me, not fellowship with me. They'll walk with me. Imagine that. That's what they will have. And they are worthy, he says. And the one who overcomes will be dressed in these white clothes. Thus will be dressed in these white clothes. I'll never blot out his name from the book of life. You'll have your name in the book of life, and I'll confess his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to not just Sardis, to Messiah's communities. Lord, we realize this is a message to us as well, to all the communities, all the congregations, all the synagogues, the churches, all of us, Lord, all believing communities, Lord, everywhere. Lord, help us to learn from it. Help us to receive from it and wake up and strengthen what remains. Let it not die, Lord God. We thank you for this. We thank you, Lord, for your life that comes from your Spirit in our hearts and your word. We thank you, and help us to show ourselves. Wake up means to show yourselves watchful. Help us to show ourselves watchful with you, and so that we can walk with you in white. Have a wonderful evening. Erev Tov, a Lila Tov, a good night's sleep. And we'll see you, if not tomorrow for this devotional, we'll see you on Shabbat, this Shabbat, for a great service at Kol Do Di. Shalom.